Hi, I'm making you this video to watch before our meeting. And on this video, I'm going to guide you through the basic process of information seeking and show you some strategies and tips. So I'm starting in Yukdok, and Yukdok is the library database. And we are going to see how to find scholarly articles. And to do that, we need to go to a database. So in Yukdok, we have several databases that we can access via Yukdok. If you want to find books, then you can just use Yukdok and search for books in Yukdok based on the title or, using a subject keywords and stuff like that. So, but if you do want to find scholarly articles, we will need to go to a separate scholarly database. Let's see how to do that. So in Yukdok, if you already know the name of a database you want to use, you can write the name of the database in the search box in Yukdok. So for example, Business Source Elite, it's an EBSCO database. But if you don't know which database you want to use, you can go here, search functions. So search functions up here, and then browse for databases. Search functions and browse for databases, and then we'll select databases for the appropriate research area. And you can, for example, select business and economics. If you click Business and Economics, then you will get databases that have something to do with business and economics. And we still have quite a few databases here in this list, so we can narrow this down further. And we can take articles. So now when we selected Business and Economics, then we got these new options here under the words Business and Economics. And then you can choose articles. And now we have these four databases that are for business and economics, and where you can find scholarly articles. Business Source Elite and the Abiinform Complete, those are for specifically for business and data, business and economics. And then there are this JSTOR and ARTO. JSTOR is just multidisciplinary database for many different research areas. It's a good one to use also. And ARTO is for Finnish articles, Finnish language articles. Also, actually, there's one that's not here in the list that you can use, and it's called Scopus. And that's another database that you could use. And then, of course, you can also use Google Scholar. There are some things that you have to keep in mind if you do use Google Scholar, and I'll show you that also later. So let's take a look at, for example, Business Source Elite, EBSCO database. So EBSCO is a publisher, and they have many databases, and Business Source Elite is one of the databases. And if I want to go to the database and search for articles, I click here, database interface. So now we are leaving Yukdok and going to the database, a separate database. So click database interface. And then we are taken to login. And login with your Jyväskylä University credentials, your username and password. And now you have access to this database and access to the articles that we have, the journals that we have paid for. So this database contains scholarly journals, and you can use this database to search for scholarly articles that have been published in those journals. Okay, so this is our database, and let's see how we can make a search here. You see the boxes here, you can write your keywords, and now we have to think of your topic, or you have to think of your topic and think of the most important keywords. So you are just going to use keywords, and then you are going to think of some synonyms or words that mean the same thing, so that you have alternatives, because often there can be multiple words that mean the same thing, and you cannot know beforehand which words are used in the articles that you want to find. So we don't want to make it too narrow by using just one option, one keyword. We usually want to have some alternatives so that we can find all the relevant articles that discuss the same thing, maybe just using different words that mean the same thing. Let's try an example here. So for example, let's say I'm interested in digital marketing and then, you know, customer loyalty or customer engagement and stuff like that. So I could start here, and I'm using these boxes so that I'm sort of thinking of my topic and dividing it into different parts. And then in one box, I put one part or one aspect of my topic, and then I will provide some alternatives for the database to find me relevant articles using words that mean approximately the same thing. So I'm interested in digital marketing and maybe like social media marketing. And I don't necessarily need to use the word marketing with social media. And also, if you can think of other synonyms for those, you could, there can be multiple alternatives. And or with capital letters here, this tells the database that we want to find articles with one of these options, so digital marketing or social media. So if the article mentions digital marketing, then it will be in our search results, or if it mentions social media, then it will be in our search results. So we are searching this or this. And then we can also do that in the other search box. So yeah, if my topic is digital marketing and customer engagement, maybe like strategies in digital marketing that enhance customer engagement or customer loyalty, stuff like that. I have digital marketing and then some alternatives in one box. And then in the other box, I'll have engagement or loyalty, or also like more generally customer behavior. Okay, so I hope you get the idea that I'm trying to explain here. One box for one aspect of the topic, and then you have alternatives, and you use OR in capital letters to separate the alternatives, or add more alternatives, or blah, blah, blah. Okay, and we have AND here between these boxes, and there's also like other options, and there are different strategies on how you build this search, how you add your keywords, but this is one good strategy. And so now I would be searching for digital marketing or social media, and then I would be searching for these words, one of these words in addition to these words in the first box. Okay, so some more tips for keywords. You can use quotation marks to make an exact search for a phrase. So digital marketing in quotation marks. If you do this, then you are searching for these words written exactly like this in this order. So then you would find articles where digital marketing is mentioned, so that these words appear together written like this. And sometimes this is not a good idea because it can be too narrow, too restricting. And yeah, so you can try using quotation marks if you have a phrase that you want to search for exactly. But often it's more important to, you know, have the keywords as they are, and then you know, try that instead. Okay, other tip. If you want to, on the other hand, you can have words that can be written in different. And I've written this wrong, it doesn't matter. If you want to include multiple, for example, engagement or engaging, so multiple versions of the word, engagement, engaging, you can cut or truncate the word by using an asterisk or the star, little star mark. And it's a good idea to sort of think again how these words can be used differently in different, for example, loyalty or loyal. You would have a title like loyal customer behavior or something like that, or loyalty in, you know, digital marketing, whatever. So I'm gonna cut this word as well. And then, because this can be behavior, like with a U, or, you know, without a U, then I could also maybe cut this word. Okay, so now we have some idea on how to use keywords, how to, you know, add keywords to your search. And then if you look down here, you have all these options. Don't worry, you don't have to do much with these, but there's one very important part. So if we are searching for scholarly articles, you need to check this box here. So check this box where it says scholarly peer-reviewed journals. And peer review means that these articles have been reviewed before they have been published. And the peer review process is an integral part of scholarly publishing, scholarly journals. So all the research articles published in scholarly journals are usually peer reviewed. And you check this box, and then you can then you know that the articles in your search results are scholarly articles that have been peer reviewed. And then we have search button, and we'll go to the search results. And yeah, and now actually the real work begins, because now you are starting to look through the results that you get, and then you'll probably have to go back and redo some of your keywords, or combine them differently. Try different combinations, maybe leave something out or add something, or if you didn't try truncation before, maybe you use the star mark or asterisk, or you can try adding quotation marks, or maybe you have to take them out if you tried them before. And also you can try these boxes of the search box. So for example, I could select abstract here, and now I would search for articles where one of these options, digital marketing or social media, is mentioned in the abstract. And then you can also, of course, limit the publication year. So you can have the last 5 or last 10 years. But then to actually access the article, in these articles, for example, you can have the HTML full text or a PDF where you can click and then access the article. But some articles don't have this PDF link there. And then instead it just says check availability. And this means that the article may be available in another database. So click check availability here. And then, and in this case, actually, this article is not available with Iwasukura University credentials. And if it were, it would say full text available. If I have this in English, it would say, instead of this, it would say full text available, and then there would be a link. And let's see, another. So, for example, let's wait for it to update here. So, in this case, this is the database that we just were in because, yeah, just using this as an example. So, in this case, it would say full text available, and then you would click this to be taken to the database. But yeah, but this article is actually available right here in this database that we are using now. And if the article is not available, like the first one here, so this wasn't available because and update again, yeah. So there's no full text available link here. So this article is not available, and then it's still a good idea to try maybe Google with the article's name, and you know sometimes you can find it. Find it online. Yeah. Okay, so let's go back. Those were like the essential tips on how to find articles in a scholarly database, and these same tips work in different databases. So let's go back and look at one more thing. So I mentioned Google Scholar, and you can use Google Scholar to look for articles. And it's a good idea to access Google Scholar via YouGov. And this is because in Google Scholar you can find articles that are included in the databases that the library has paid for. And if you go to Google Scholar via YouGov, you get access to those articles also in Google Scholar. So if you use Google Scholar without YouGov, without university credentials, there are most of the articles that you cannot access. So it will say, you know, pay $30 or something like that, you know. But we go to Google Scholar via YouGov by clicking the database interface, and then we can, you know, search here. But in Google Scholar, the most of the search results are scholarly articles, but not all. And there are other things like patents and chapters of books, and then there are also conference papers and other things that are not scholarly articles necessarily. So to check the quality of the articles that you are choosing, it's a good idea to use, for example, something called publication forum, or you know some other way to check the articles. So, for example, if I want to see if this article is published in a scholarly journal, and if it's something that I could use, I can check the journal and see if the journal is a scholarly journal. So the journal's name is here in the green letters. So let's actually copy the name of the journal. And then I'll use publication forum, which is it's a Finnish site that also evaluates all kinds of journals, not just Finnish ones. And let's go here, and I'll change the language in English. So there's a publication channel search in publication forum. So publication channel search. And here we have classifications for journals. And if I want, I can use the title box here to search with the journal's name. So not the article's name, but the journal's name, to see what kind of classification this journal does have. The search box is down here, search. So the classifications are 1, 2, and 3, and any of these is fine. So we are looking for journals that have any of these, 1 or 2 or 3. And let's see our results down here. So Journal of Economic Perspectives, it's level 1. So level 1, 2, or 3, those are all fine. They're all scholarly journals. And I'm going back to the database that we used previously. So here you don't have to check like each journal to see if it's a scholarly journal, because we have limited the search results already here to scholarly journals that are peer-reviewed. But in Google Scholar, you cannot do that, so then that's why you have to check outside. Okay, those are the main things, and we will continue when we meet, and then you will have an opportunity to ask if you have any questions, and I can give you more guidance specifically for your topics, and we'll see if we have something else that you want to know about or stuff like that. Okay, bye.